you look who it is. It's the Herself and Herself podcast with Mary Claire Fitzpatrick and Dimpna Little.
Give yourselves a good proper intro though as well to yourselves, and
it wouldn't be the podcast without Ed punching us in the long
run. Every week, it's tradition. Just tell them who you are for the crack.
I did that.
I did that as well.
Did you give your socials and follows and?
Okay. We start again. Is that better? We do that all over again.
Welcome to episode 16.
Okay, I'll start again.
Sorry.
Hello and very welcome to episode 16 of Herself and Herself with me, Mary Claire Fitzpatrick.
And me, Dipping a Little.
Remember, if you're enjoying the podcast, please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, like, comment, all those good things, because it helps get the podcast out there. And people to listen to the sultry, dulcet tones of my voice, which this week, I don't know if you can hear, is a little bit under the weather. Sorry about that. Yeah, everyone give me sympathy.
She hasn't mentioned it at all.
Sympathy 5-star review this week. Sympathy lovely review for...
I brought my little violin.
Is it named after yourself?
Yeah.
Dipna, how has your week been?
My week was good. It was quiet, to be honest with you. I won't lie to you, I took full advantage of the hot weather by staying inside and washing clothes all day. Literally. Well, and winter coats, curtains, everything went into the washing.
Curtains?
Everything. Wash everything. Oh, dry within minutes.
And are you one of those now to, like, when you have the winter coats washed, would you put them away now? For the rest of the year?
They're kind of in a different room. I don't have, like, you know, some people have, like, their summer wardrobe and they're like, oh, it's time to put away my winter clothes and to get my summer clothes. No, I wear the same thing all year. I don't know how people, you know. Yeah. I might have one nice flowery dress or something I'd wear the odd time during the summer, but no, I'm just pretty consistent.
And I have one wardrobe and it's currently residing on my spare room bed.
Oh.
Biscuit lies in it half the time, so I do smell like dog a lot.
Yeah.
That's the end of the sentence. Sorry, there's no more. I'm just a mess.
Can we just mention quickly as well about the fashion today?
Oh.
In this room.
So we came very stylish. Dipna, you're wearing a Metallica t-shirt.
Metallica t-shirt. It's so funny because I was out in the canteen there and Mary Claire came in and she goes, oh, Metallica. Name 5 Metallica songs. So I'll say named off a few, Come As You Are, you know, the usual Metallica songs. And then I was trying to see what her t-shirt said. And all I could see was Ferguson. No. She stood up and displayed the t-shirt. Please tell the people what t-shirt you're wearing today.
I have a Richie Kavanagh t-shirt on, baby. And that's in fucking gaw, fuckle, through her fuckle, Ella.
Sure, listen.
Right on my tractor. So we're at two very different ends of the musical spectrum this week. The Metallica, Richie Kavanagh crossover we never thought we'd get. But yeah, I ate my word.
It wasn't even planned.
I know, but I beat Ed to it because I jumped straight in with the name 5 Metallica songs. That's usually a man who would do that.
Yes.
So I got ahead of Ed there and asked you straight up.
Yeah.
You know.
I have a question for Ed. Name 5 of your favourite smooth leg serums.
Ah.
Ed's in shorts today, lads, and I have never seen...
I meant to put it into the group chat as a fair warning.
Yeah.
I know that more so for Richard, because as a married woman... You've just had your anniversary and I didn't want to, disturb your marriage really. So it's only been 2 years.
Yeah.
Because when you see these legs, things are going to change.
They're as smooth as cotton.
Mm.
Much like the gift you get when you're 2 years married, as we discovered. Ed thought it was paper, but I Googled it. It's cotton.
It's cotton.
Cotton.
Were you talking about this in the secret meeting before?
Yeah, we had a big secret meeting. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant meeting.
Now we'll do our secret hand signal, Ed.
Mm. Oh, I would have thought so. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. She is, yeah.
What's happening? I was down in the elevator about to come up and Ed just comes around the corner. I say, and I heard your voice, which is what every loud woman wants to hear. So it was like a call of a beacon. Basically, he just descended.
I was coming out of the floor that I'm on and I went,
which is a whole floor above the one I was on, in case that's not clear. And just came around the corner and went, I heard you. And I was like, brilliant.
Oh my God. Through countless tons of steel, metal, and let's be honest, a bit of marble.
Yeah.
Her voice pierced it all and into my eardrums and I went like a meerkat going, oh, she's here.
And up we rose and we met Dipna.
And I scampered down the stairs and brought her up in the lift.
Well, I was in the canteen looking at my coffee and I was doing like the Jurassic Park thing. I was like, they're on the way, guys.
I have an awful cold. Yeah. Oh, she's coming. She's coming up the stairs.
You see me bending my head under the doorway to get through. There she is. All nearly 6 foot of her.
Oh, guys. So you haven't been feeling well That was my weekend, was washing clothes.
Washing clothes, but get back to that for a second. So have you certain, because I was talking to my sister about this, she's of the camp of feck it all in, put a dream catcher, what you call it?
Yeah, colour catcher.
Dream catcher.
Make a wish on those pair of knickers. I hope they come out clean.
A nightmare catcher.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Colour catcher.
One of those chimes you see outside a hipster's house. You know, put them in. A dream catcher. And a pan flute.
Oh my God. Sorry. No, a dream catcher. She puts those in and just off she goes. But I try to at least separate my lights. Because I dyed a dress last year and I wore it to a wedding.
It was a risky move.
It was a very risky move. So it was the white day two dress from my own wedding. I really liked it. We were going to like a black tie wedding. I love the shape of this dress. So I was like, oh, I'll just chance it. Because it's very rare you wear a white dress. I wore it on our first anniversary last year. And it's just sitting in the wardrobe. Because like,
yeah,
obviously can't wear it to a wedding. So I just chanced it. I bought the dial-on stuff and I effected in the drum.
Was that red?
So I thought it was going to be like a peachy colour, but it came out like red. It was beautiful though, absolutely perfect. Like bar like one or two loose threads.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the lining underneath, which I just
yeah
took up a little bit. It was perfect. But then when I posted it online, loads of people commented basically calling me a scarlet woman, because if you go to a wedding, apparently, dressed in red, it's a sign that you're sleeping with the groom.
What? Stop it.
It's a superstition apparently, or
I've
something.
I've been wearing the wrong colour to every wedding.
But then like two of my really close
I've been wearing
friends,
white, says you.
But two of my really close friends wore red to my wedding. So I'm
I
like,
didn't know that now.
So
two of them, Richard, fair dues.
Yeah. So if you're aware of this, is this a thing? Have you ever worn red to a wedding?
To be fair though, if let's say you're looking at a photo of all of you, your eye is drawn.
Yeah.
To the Jezebel. But isn't it like the red is very, it's eye-catching though, isn't it?
But
I didn't know that now.
I still wore it.
Yeah, good.
I had lovely shoes to match and everything. It was great.
Perfect.
Great day. But I had, but my drum afterwards, geez, I had to wash it three or four times.
Oh, did you actually? Yeah.
Just because there was a little bit of residue. No, that's not, sorry. There was residue after the one wash and then it was fine. But I was so paranoid.
Mm.
I washed it a few more times empty just to make sure, but it was probably fine after the first. I should have tested it with a white sock.
Yeah,
a makeshift dream catcher. Exactly. Yes. Oh, but I've two weddings this year, actually. One in Canada and one in Spain.
Canada?
Yeah. Canada. Oh, Canada.
Is it a close person to you?
One of Richard's best friends.
Okay.
So we're going over. I've never been to Canada before. So going to enjoy the maple syrup.
Syrup. And mooses.
Yeah.
Meese.
The moose eye.
Moose.
I have no idea.
Meesages. What could I... so a destination wedding. Do they live there?
They live there.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. And they...
They're dragging people over to...
They Spain came over to ours as well. But we're just excited for it. We're going to make a holly bop out of it.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Vegas after. In the middle of July, it's going to be up to 45 degree heat.
Stop.
Might have mentioned this a couple of times. Based on the fluorescent lack of tan on my arms, I don't do great in the hot weather. So that'll be fun. We'll see how that all turns out now.
It's okay. You were up here and the whitest person I've ever met to now Ed's legs.
Oh.
You're out of the running.
I'm out of the running. Oh.
Is there not a bit of...
You've got very defined calves as well.
Let me have a look. I need to get them out. They're good, aren't they? That's football for many years.
Like very smooth and defined.
Also reaching up in the supermarket to try and get the stuff in them. It really works the calves.
Did you hurt your Achilles or your... That's every man. Never noticed that. They're like,
it's a badge of honour.
Yeah, oh, would have been really good at football, but yeah. I hurt my.
Could have been.
What's that thing?
Could have been a contender, kind of thing.
Yeah.
ACL.
It could have been a.
ACL.
Could have been a contender.
ACL, is that the one? Yeah.
And they get the little scar down the front of the.
Yeah.
We love an abbreviation on the channel.
Just the one leg up at the pub. And the big belly hanging over there. Yeah.
Could have been professional.
It could have been, lads. It could have gone county. Only for this bloody knee here now. What's your look at anyway? I'll have another one there, Mick.
Did you mention about Lily? No,
I didn't.
Just my friend's mother's dad as well.
I'm really sorry for your loss. And okay. We got some lovely messages in this week. a lot of really long, in-depth messages from people into the page on Insta this week.
Yeah.
Did you see them? I'm going to read a few because they're absolutely lovely. Lee wrote in a really long message saying how much he's being treated now to the bonus episode on Thursday.
Oh, Lee.
He said, I just sit in my car on the way to and from work and feel like I'm sat there with you all. Thanks for keeping me cheered up. I think you are all ace and so real and down to earth. I hope at some point there'll be some live tours across Ireland and the UK because I would definitely come along. Take care, guys.
Oh, thank you.
That's so nice.
Thank you so much, Lee. Another lovely message in from Clodagh. Hello, herself and herself. I love listening to the pod. You have been keeping me sane while on maternity leave. Thank you. MC, I love all things Leash. Would you believe my husband's mother is from Rathdowney and our little girl Ava will be christened this weekend in Rathdowney. Best of luck with that. Maybe steer clear of the elderflower tonics.
If you
listen to our bonus episode, you will know all about
that.
Right. Every week I listen to the pod and wonder, is MC related to fellow Leash person Noel Fitzpatrick from Supervet? Please put me out of my misery. I need to know. Maybe it's a conspiracy. Could you verify if he's even from Leash? Thanks for all the laughs. Clodagh from Kildare. I can confirm that myself and Noel Fitzpatrick
go on.
Are not related. Unfortunately, there's just so many Fitzes. We're not related. But fun fact, when I worked in the airport in that job I did during college, I worked with his sister.
No.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah. So that's not Noel, that's his sister, but close enough.
And she's from Kilkenny as well.
String theory.
Another lovely message we got in. Hi, legends.
Hello.
This is from Avita English. And she says, hey, legends, can I start off by saying I love the podcast and I've followed you both online for years. Mm. To be honest, I'm a Bebo on Facebook. Never really got the hang of Insta kind of girl. Mm. Anyway, I am not nuts. I am not a stalker, but I have a little conversation with you in my head listening to the podcast. One of the reasons I love you, saying ye not you because I don't want to freak you out because it's not like I love you, but I do.
Aww.
Anyway, I might be recognising the undiagnosed ADHD in myself, which is my own conclusions, but was able to mask until I was hit with the bloody perimenopause and now I don't know what I've written two lines before. So I have all these chats with you in my head, like I can relate and think the same at times, and it's so nice to relate and laugh and not feel like you're nuts, which it may seem like I am because I message two strangers on the internet when they feel like they're my besties. So lovely.
That's lovely.
The message goes on, so nice, and concludes with saying, anyway, I love you guys, you're really great fun to listen to, and for some people it's more than just a show, it's relating and laughing.
Oh my god, that's beautiful.
Really nice. Well, imagine taking the time out to write.
People are sound.
People are
so nice.
So nice.
But I got a message myself this week, if you'll indulge me for a second. People might remember from the podcast a couple of weeks ago I talked about my DIY endeavours.
The door.
I have a door update. The door update's going to disappoint a few people, and I'm very sorry to say, but it's been painted over.
What?
I had to lads, it was absolutely breaking my heart. And I posted a video about it on my own socials and I had loads of people being like, don't, that wood is fab, you need to save the wood, give me advice. None of it worked and I just gave up and I've painted it again.
Over it. But are you happy with it?
It's all right. But I have to, this lovely man named Wayne messaged me and he said, hi there, I've actually been following you for years now and I'm a big fan of your content.
Wow.
I'm the owner of Churchtown Hardware and saw your reel about the door. And thought that Churchtown Hardware could be a great option to give you a hand. Basically offered to give me all the supplies and give us a hand if I wanted to sort the door out.
Stop.
And I ended up messaging Wayne and said, I'm so sorry. I've actually painted over, but I really appreciate it. And he was really, really lovely. He was like, I'd really love to hear from you. And thanks. If you ever any DIY projects in the future, let us know. So I thought it was really sound. Thank you to Wayne from Churchtown Hardware offering his help. I didn't take it up. I ruined my door. I've destroyed my door. I've actually made someone cry possibly from this information, but I just couldn't. We did put new handles on it though, so it looks a bit better.
Yeah.
Could say I have a better handle on it now.
Not bad.
Sorry about that.
That's your best joke.
Thanks, legs.
milk bottles, Magoo.
My mother had a saying that she used to say when I used to have my legs out when I was younger, wearing skirts and stuff. She said, I'd legs on me like two straws in a gallon, which I have no idea what that means. But Ed,
two straws.
You've got legs on you like two straws in a
two
gallon.
Chunky
or what about
straws.
The one I've seen better legs hanging out of a nest?
That's better. I love that.
Fair enough.
But yeah, thanks again as always for all the lovely messages. It's really nice to hear that people like listening.
A girl actually said to me, sent me a message, and she was saying, remember I was saying about how I deleted all mommy's messages?
Yes.
She said the same thing happened to her and she was so upset, right, and everything. She said she thought the trauma was over until a few months later a notification pops up on her phone that says mommy has now joined Viber.
What?
where, you know, someone else has the number.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's still stored in her, stored in her phone.
No.
I was like, oh, so I was like, that's good to know. Because I was telling my sisters, they were like, thank God you fucking told me that. Because I'd die.
Oh,
what the fuck?
God.
Jesus Christ. That'd be the opposite of a dream catcher. That'd be a nightmare catcher.
No. Catch them nightmares. Get them out of here. Yeah. So that can happen too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Do they recycle numbers?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
There's a fucking Netflix film all about that coming out. I saw an ad for it during the week and everyone was giving out because the trailer basically gave away the twist. This girl kept leaving voice messages for this lad and he's like, why does she keep leaving voice messages?
And then
the trailer reveals, like, I miss you so much. So obviously the number was from the sister who had passed.
Yeah.
So it's based on a book, but loads of people are like, why did they give away the big twist in the trailer? Oh. So there is a movie based on this.
Well,
this is the thing, apparently. So there you go.
But you'd imagine it of all the different... What do you call it? Combinations of numbers.
They recycle them.
Have to use another.
You think they'd be infinite almost?
Yeah, I still write mummy's phone number down for fake shit. You know, when if someone stops in the street and they go trying to sign you up to something,
you don't.
And I give a fake name and then I give Lily's phone number. Pass it off. Getting through to that number. Yeah, I do.
Oh my god.
Life hack.
Death hack.
If you get through, let me know.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my god.
Yeah.
I actually put on a shade too dark so it would come out normal so I don't look as pale. Do you know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
I didn't put
Christ.
Talk about messages and stuff that came in. I got a comment. I posted this video, it's actually a video from last year, of Richard and I just out enjoying a meal. And Richard's username online is Cy Conkers.
Yeah.
And in the video, I'm wearing, you know, a slightly low-cut top, nothing crazy. Mm. And someone wrote, Cy Conkers, talk about those Cy Bonkers.
Oh, well done.
Oh, and I thought it was the funniest comment.
Oh my God.
So good. But it reminded me of the time. So we were obviously... in the midst of anniversary celebrations there recently, and we went out for dinner. But one time we went out for tapas, right, in this lovely place in town, and the menu was unbelievable. And I love tapas.
Can I just say, is tapas where you share food and
yeah,
all that?
Little what small plates. No.
Do you have to share? Like,
no, you can get like you can get a lot of small plates for yourself. Oh yeah,
for me and they're for you.
Yeah,
okay.
You can do it that way if you like, but I just like all the little small little bits, you know, picky bits. Platters, whatever, and we were ordering, and we ordered a lot of food. But like, I like food.
We're hungry, and we're on holidays.
And the waiter goes, "You've a lot there now. Are you sure? Maybe you want to knock a thing or two off the menu."
Jeep.
And I said, "No, actually, no." And I got really
I want more.
Yeah,
could you double that?
So he brought out the food anyway, and this is the first time we're at this particular place, and
last,
and the portions were a little bigger than I was anticipating. I'm not saying he was right. I've had a point. Okay. So we're eating the food, and I was getting very full. Richard was getting very full. I was like, oh, Jesus. And then he brings out more food. And he's like, kind of almost like, how are you getting on? I was like, really good. More, please. And I didn't want to admit that we had gotten this so wrong. So when he wasn't watching, I put two chicken drumsticks into my handbag.
No.
Because I didn't want him to see failure.
Yeah.
And then Richard was trying to like wrap stuff in tissue and put it in his pocket. I was trying to put more stuff
in.
Then he came round and, you know, we'd finished it nearly. There was a couple of bits
left. He's like, they ate those chicken like bones and everything.
Literally.
There's no bones.
And he's like, oh yeah, and what about dessert? And Richard and I looked at her like, should bring the menu and we'll have a look. And then he, you know, we'd obviously no intention. And then we just went on home. And I went home with two chicken drumsticks in my purse. Richard went home with three croquettes mashed up in his pocket.
Mm.
I think I had something else in a ball and a fist in my hand.
Yeah.
We went home and I don't regret it.
Yeah, good.
A string of dogs and cats.
Yeah, just following
you down the road.
Seagulls.
The seagulls swooping in all
it's
the way
like,
home.
Like a scene from West Side Story. And they're just like swinging behind me. And it just reminded me of that. If he had been not smug about it.
Yeah.
If he'd been more like, you know what, like we actually have very big plates here. I'm like, oh, thanks so much. But it was more like, are we sure we want to order all that food? Yeah, actually,
definitely.
And I want an extra plate of chicken drumsticks while you're at it.
Please.
Did you order three things each?
I can't remember what we ordered, but we got a lot of small things. We also got a platter as well. The platter was massive. So it was like all the cheese and hams and the cured bits and the olives and everything else. So that had already filled us.
Yeah,
it was absolutely ginormous.
Oh.
But then the next time we went for tapas in a different place, we ordered too little because we were so scared by it.
Oh, no.
So, it's not, this is a very sad.
Yeah, but if, see the way the world balances.
I know, I was like, this sounds so dramatic and sad, isn't it? It's such a sad story. Really.
What would
it's
be
so
an,
hardship.
Like, an Irish tapas. What would be an Irish
I can tell you.
Oh, Jesus.
Because.
Jesus almighty.
This reminds me of my story where me and my sister, she had a dog, Kai. I think he was just a little small baby at the time. He was in a baby carrier,
okay.
Right? And we're like, fuck it. Well, we're going to all you can eat Chinese. Fuck it. Two of us went in. But it's not one where you a buffet.
Okay.
You have to order thing by thing. It's like shaming you into not ordering more.
Smart from their point.
They're like, oh, you want more chicken balls? Mm. Yeah. Okay. And they'd fuck off and like, yeah, look, I'm hungry, whatever. And then we're like, just I'm full. And Nora's like, I don't know, will we get a few bits, like, so I don't have to cook dinner when I get home. And we're like, yeah, go on, let's get more chicken balls and stuff. I kept asking for chicken balls. They're like, wow, they really are swooping up them chicken balls. So anyway, what we had to do was, I had to hold Kai, the little baby, and then under his blanket. In the baby carrier was all these chicken balls.
Oh my god!
Fluff and sour milk. And didn't matter. Didn't matter. So yeah, that was our version of
love it
tapas. Yeah,
that's great. If I had a bigger device, i.e.,
I
could have probably, you know,
literally. It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad
you
idea.
Don't have to bring the child; just bring the carrier.
Or like, you know, those baby slings.
Yeah, yeah.
They have on you. Yeah, straight in. Lob in a full roast.
Spitting the food.
Full on. Oh my god, well there you go. I was going to say I put that in the back pocket, but I can't because there's no room because of a chicken drumstick in it.
Yeah, I was saying this has nothing got to do with it actually, with a little bit. I was looking at a thing, do you know, remember in England they used to have a window tax? Did you ever hear that?
No.
So they were trying to, the government were trying to get money out of people, so they were trying to think of ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had extra windows in your house, you had to pay extra tax. So people used to cement them up, cover the windows, right? But that's just what reminded me of it. I was looking at a story of like kind of the poor families would only have one window and they couldn't afford to pay the tax on the window.
That's crazy.
So they had to board them up, so they're sweltering and all, and then like diseases and everything started and they had to get rid of it.
That's the expression daylight robbery comes from.
Is it really? Yeah.
Which one, sorry?
The daylight robbery, that's where that expression comes from. Because they were robbing daylight from people. So it's absolute
crazy,
daylight robbery.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. You learn something every day.
Do you know what else I learned? Will
go
I tell
on.
You?
Go on.
Will I tell you?
Please.
So, you know, now this could be absolute shite, I don't know, but I think it's real. That, you know, your instinct. You, like, no offence, white legs, but a woman's instinct is fucking on point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you
mm-hmm.
know something? Or, you know, when you're in a room or something, you can feel someone looking at you.
I feel in the back of your neck.
Yeah, you can just, you're like, ooh, you know. But anyway, apparently, according to the science books and stuff, that there's 79 organs in your body, right? So now they reckon there's actually 80, okay? So here in the kind of the solar plexus, there's this, like, it's like on a scan and stuff, it just looks like a bit of like fatty deposit or something, right?
Okay.
So they've always ignored it, kind of, and just said, oh, that's just a bit of useless tissue, you know. So every time they did autopsies and stuff, it was just this little bit of flesh and no one gave a shit about it, you know. I don't know how they discovered it in the 70s. Scientists were like, wait a minute, what is this thing? So I don't know how they saw it on like alive people. And when people are alive, it's kind of stretched out. It's got all these like little shapes and stuff in it, right?
Wow.
And it detects, I don't know, can they test it against like electromagnetic waves or something? But it's basically what this thing is they've discovered is that it is the only organ in the whole body that can send out kind of signals through the body just to your atmosphere, your environment, and it detects weird shit. Like, wow. It's your instinct.
Oh my god.
And it can detect weird shit, which would kind of make sense, I think, because like surely like humans to evolve this far, we had to have something.
Yeah. And explain the whole thing about, oh, you had to feel in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah.
Actually, the pit of your sternum.
Exactly. 100%. That's actually it. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Now, that could all be shy. I don't know. The Nexus body is what it's called.
That's amazing. Though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I do feel like it's true.
Our 80th organ.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had 79. So no. I've learned two things.
You've 78. No, you're 79 now.
Oh, yeah. My appendix is gone. Yeah. Oh, dear.
I missed them.
That's fascinating. Yeah. Where did you stumble upon this?
I was reading about something and it just led me down a rabbit hole. And I was like, what is a Nexus?
My favourite type of hole to fall on. Yeah.
The Nexus body.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll be doing a bit of light reading this week. I won't, but I'll say I will, so I'll sound smart.
I want to ask you just something earlier you mentioned. You just breezed over it. Did you mention you were going to Vegas?
Yeah.
Is that not your worst nightmare? The noise?
I know, yeah, probably.
Have you been there before?
No.
Okay.
So
you love it, so. I've never been there because too, that's flashing lights.
I know, it's probably mad. We were going to Toronto and we're like, well, we're already over that far. Yeah. I'm a bad flyer, so I would never fly all the way to Vegas. We're like,
be wrecked.
It's 5 hours there.
Mm.
So we're doing that and then we're doing Boston on the way back. So we're kind of breaking up this trip at all these flights. So we're just trying to look at like places we would like to tick off the list, let's say. And we're just like, everyone always talks about Vegas being mad. But it's going to be extremely warm, probably crazy overstimulating, very bright. I'll probably have a great time. Can't wait. We're just putting down places we'd like to go. And we're like, maybe it's one of those ones you should go to before you die. I don't know.
It is a kind of a bucket list.
Bucket list. I just like to see it. But like going in the height of July is probably the stupidest decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
But like we can't move the wedding. So,
yeah.
You know, you have to do that. But I'll from what we've done, my bit of research online, late morning start, late breakfast, just lounge around the pool for the majority of the day.
Okay.
And then obviously at night time when it's a slight bit cooler, that's where you're going to thrive. And also, and everywhere it's air conditioned up the wazoo.
Okay.
So up the wazoo?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's a bit much now.
You have to just, yeah.
Pay extra for that.
Coming from Cy Bonkers over here. And you have to basically manage your day by going in and out of air conditioned places and casinos.
That's clever though, isn't it? It's like,
that's how they keep
you
in.
Really hot.
Yeah, in you pop.
Spend
yeah.
your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
would you be a fan of the slots, the machines and stuff?
No, but I remember when Richard and I went to Vienna, we went to, last year for our anniversary, we went to a day trip to Monaco. We went into the Monte Carlo, but we forgot our passports, so we couldn't actually go in to see the casino part, which we were raging.
Oh.
So we went to Vienna last year. We were staying in Bratislava and we did a day trip to Vienna and they had one of these random casinos. So we're like, well, we would just go in for the crack.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've never even been in one before. But it's a whole official thing. You have to give your passport, you have to sign up and the whole thing. So we walked in and I just like, sorry, I hadn't a clue. So I just started messing with the, and they're all digital slots now, which I hate. There's no more of the actual pull in the slot. You just like press a button.
Ah, that's shite.
But I won €70.
Oh.
And
money bags.
I, very surprised at myself, went, I'm going to cash that out now because I know what'll happen. It'll all go. Because you have to pay €25 to sign up and that you get a certain amount of credit with it. So I was already like in profit territory.
Okay.
So I was like, I took my money and Richard, he bet money on black on the roulette. And he won €80 and two of us left and went to a fancy restaurant in Vienna and got a steak dinner.
I like that.
That's my one gambling story. So we'll see. I don't think it'll have the same results in Vegas.
Finally, a gambling success story.
Yeah, I don't endorse gambling, but I did hit three different grapes or something and it went ding, ding, ding. And I got like credit on my little card. There's no money that comes out either anymore. You get a little credit on a little card you have. So,
wow.
Yeah. Steak dinner in Vienna, baby.
Fair play.
Yeah. So we'll see if I have success in
not
my lucky number 13. See if it gets me anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever had any interest in that? Any ever?
No, that would, no. The number one, the Vegas thing is, that's literally my worst nightmare. I just, no, thank you. Just the noise and all that, the heat and everything. Oh, fuck that. Like,
but the closest thing I've come to before this, which is also really overstimulating and, you know, risky, the old slot machines in Tramore. Do you know what you put the coins in?
Yeah.
Like Tipping Point, but in real life.
So we're tipping, yeah.
Allegedly where Tipping Point got its inspiration from. Don't quote me on that, but I think the writing's on the wall. And the coins are falling down them. And Tramore, and also Salt Hill.
Salt Hill. I've been in that one.
Salt Hill now.
A few times.
They have a giant claw machine with giant teddies in it.
Stop it.
I remember years ago, because I'm the youngest, all my other siblings were kind of like done going on holidays with mum and dad. So it was like the last holiday I went with my mum and dad, we went to Salt Hill, and it was like a whack-a-mole machine.
Oh.
So I had the hammer and dad started using his hands and we were whacking all the whack-a-moles.
Cheating.
Yeah. And my mother was in the last laugh, and I've never seen my dad smile so much. Like, I didn't actually know he had that many teeth. Like, a full-on grin. And he was laughing away. We were hitting the whack-a-mole and we got all these tickets.
He's like, oh, my finger.
Yeah. He's his own built-in little hammer mallet. Yeah. And
ooh, you guys.
And then he went and he won me a teddy on the massive machine.
Aww.
Yeah, that's my Salt Hill memory. Because we used to only ever go away for like a night or two once a year because of the farm and stuff like that. We never really went away. So we always used to go to Galway or Clare. So we used to go to Salt Hill a good bit. So we had it on. We had it down pat with the methods to get our tickets.
Yeah.
And I think I got myself a little key ring with our exuberant amount of tickets I got from the whack-a-mole machine.
You've loads of great gambling stories. You're up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're the only person I know that's actually made money from gambling.
Yeah, honest to God. Yeah. Probably. We didn't, sometimes we used to go to Galway when we were small in Hollis, but we'd go to, you know, the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
We used to go there.
Nice.
Way.
And, you know, it's a tiny little place, obviously, but the best thing about it is, you know, the cats have no tails.
The Manx.
Manx cats. Mm.
Do you get a ferry over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why my only memory of this is that we were in this kind of hotel, but the room was tiny and it was like bunk beds. And it was me and my two sisters, mummy and daddy, all in the one tiny little room. And I think my mum and dad went out for a drink and they're like, oh, they hired a babysitter to look after us. The cunt just locked us in the room and fucked off. Like, no one came to check on us or anything. And they come back, they're like, how'd you go on the babysitter? And we're just all like crying. And going, we didn't, there's no babysitter.
I don't know what happened.
But that's my memory of
aww.
It.
Lovely cheery tales from the 80s.
Or no tales. Like the cats. Yeah.
Wow, fuck.
Yeah.
Did they? Your parents have a good night though? That's the main thing, really.
No one cares. We didn't, so, you know. Thanks for everyone. Thanks.
Dim, I'm so excited to tell you something I did this weekend.
Something now, is it got to do with Pokemon? Can I ask you something actually about Pokemon? I keep meaning to ask.
Go on.
Now, you'll know.
Well, I haven't caught them all, but I'm trying my best. Go on.
But I just think you'll know this. You know the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
What's the story with your man's tail?
Whose tail?
Pokemon.
Pokemon is all of them.
No, the yellow one, the most famous.
Pikachu.
One. Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Right.
Did he have a tail with black?
A black tip or something.
A little brown tip, yeah. He did, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
No, I'm mixing this up. So here's
but then, yes, he does.
Fun fact, a Pikachu, a male Pikachu has a straight tip and a female Pikachu has a love heart tip on its tail. Isn't that really sweet?
It's weird.
It's creepy. But you know the Mandela effect.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I know what you're talking about. They have stripes on their back, but they don't have any on the tail. And the stripe is at the bottom, it's at the base of the tail, not at the top.
So did Pikachu have the tail or not?
Tail was yellow, but the base has a brown bit. But the whole tail itself is just yellow.
But the Mandela effect is... No, hold on. Pikachu Mandela effect, a widespread false memory where millions of people confidently recall the Pikachu's tail had a black tip. Because now he doesn't.
Oh, in reality, Pikachu's tail is entirely yellow with a small brown patch at the base.
Yes.
So there's no black tip.
No black tip.
So there is no black tip.
Yeah.
No. He's got black tips on his ears. And then a brown...
But you don't remember?
No, I don't. No.
Do you not? Okay.
No, there's a brown base. That's it.
That's crazy, because I thought you had a black tip.
Well.
that's all my knowledge. Anyway, continue, Pikachu.
So obviously, you know... It was our second wedding anniversary. I don't know if I mentioned that. So we decided we were going to have the weekend of fun.
This is the 40th of married people.
So we went to do Emerald Park after dark on Friday night.
Emerald Park after dark.
Yeah. So they open at 6:30 and they only open the big thrill rides. And you can just go in and have fun. And it's +10s recommended. So you're skipping all the baby stuff. And you just go in and we were riding roller coasters for a few hours.
You're joking me.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
I don't know. Are we ever going to get around it being called Emerald Park?
Well,
it's still.
It's Tato, yeah.
It is Tato Park.
I made a video years ago and I was like being an American going to Tato Park and I started calling it Potato Park. I was like, hey guys, come with me to Potato Park to ride Cacao on. And I still get comments on that video to this day. I swear to God, I still get them. And people, like, I made it like 2022.
Yeah.
And people being like, oh my God, she didn't just call a potato park. And I'm like,
brilliant.
Yum, yum, yum. Give me all that engagement. Gobble it up like a schmud. So, yeah. So I agree. I still probably still call it potato park in passing. It's like, you know, sellotape will always be sellotape. I don't care if it's scotch tape. It's sellotape.
Stick back tape.
But we went.
So Richard, he was happy to do this?
Oh my, he loves riding roller coasters. And he was very excited. It was like his idea. We were looking it up. We really wanted to do. He was going to take a half day of annual leave at some stage. We were going to go down to Emerald Park just to try and, you know, have fun before the schools closed, and we never got around to it.
Yeah.
And then we looked up this After Dark thing. We're like, oh, this is perfect. Now we're also coming from two people who just went to Orlando like 6 months ago. Big massive queues. We queued for an hour and a half to ride on Hagrid's fucking motorbike.
Mm.
It's worth it, by the way. And we went into Emerald Park, and the highest queue all night was 15 minutes to get onto Cú Chulainn. 5 minutes to get onto Nafina Force. Amazing.
Really?
And it was great. Oh my God, it was so good.
Much better without kids.
I like, it was, no disrespect to children, but you know, I want to ride a roller coaster. I don't want to be, you know, riding the little train. So it's nice that we could just get onto the big rides, and it was great. And it was so few people there. It wasn't packed out of it. It was all, you know. But yeah, it's plus tens. So no babies. Like no,
yeah,
no okay. Plus 10 recommended on the ticket. So there's none of the smaller rides are open. So it's just the big thrill rides. You've got your Cú Chulainn, Nafina Force, the new one, it's called The Quest, and a few of the ones that go up and sideways and stuff. So we literally just bounced around. Went from Cú Chulainn back to the Fianna Fáil, back to Cú Chulainn, back to the other one, and just did this. It was so much fun.
Oh my God, I hate
that. I know, I was thinking, and I literally said to myself coming out, I was like, this is actual nightmare fuel for you.
Yeah, 100%.
This is like nightmare catcher.
It's no crap.
Like, no dream catcher here, nightmare catcher for you for this.
And did you get your photo on the Cú Chulainn?
Do you know what they have now? Oh. They have a little video, a little like a GoPro type thing on the front of every Cú Chulainn coaster. So we got ourselves going, ha, this is the best one ever. And I imagine if you were doing it, you may have a different reaction, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But you can have a video evidence of it now.
And then.
Yeah.
Everyone's having fun.
But I was in the midst of, the flu had started to come on. I was, you know, I wasn't feeling great, but I wanted to go down. So in between every roller coaster, I was like getting these adrenaline spikes. Go, this is amazing. And then I was feeling like shit. And then I was on the Cú Chulainn at one point. I was like, oh my God, how embarrassing would it be if I like vomited right now? And then he'd have it on camera. And like, I'd be so embarrassed because it's not like, I love roller coasters.
I pay for a copy of it.
Because it's not for the fear of, I love them. I'll ride a roller coaster all day long. And, but I'd be getting sick because I wasn't feeling well, and I'd be so embarrassed. But it was fine. I managed to keep it together. But it was great. And so if you're looking for something fun to do this summer, keep an eye out for Emerald Park After Dark. Is there any way in hell I could drag you down there sometime to have a go?
Oh, not for diamonds. No way. No way. Did you stay there till 10 o'clock?
Stay there till 10.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Got squeezed every thrill seeking ride time out of that place.
So have they removed Mr. Tato from everything?
Yeah, they did. But you said you wouldn't go down there for diamonds. Would you go down there for emeralds? Oh, God, I'm going to actually just stop talking forever now. It's not clever. It's shit talk.
Those emerald sweets, I'd go down for them. Them
break
going.
Your teeth.
I love them.
But yeah, it was really good fun. Sorry, you asked something. See, all the Tato stuff has gone out of it. There's still Tatoes there. You can buy crisps. But that's about it.
Well, what about the Tato factory?
Yeah, I don't think that's attached to it anymore. That's gone. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they built the two new rides. So this is our third time going to it.
There's you really only... do have to marry someone with your same interests, don't
you? Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But he and I went before and they didn't even have the other two open. So I'm like, thinking back, I'm like, well, actually, what the fuck did we do all day the last time we went?
Yeah.
Like, that was like 4 years ago we went and they didn't have the two new rides open. So I was like, actually, in hindsight, we maybe were fucking losers. Maybe we were.
The last time I was there, I remember them going, oh, you can't get on Cú Chulainn. I was like, oh no. But the flags are blowing or whatever. It's too windy up there. And I, that sounds like sound advice to me. Didn't fucking want to go on that, you know. And then they're like, oh no, it's okay now. I was like, but they're still, the flags are still chaotic looking.
Yeah.
But they're going, no, it's fine. But it wasn't a minute ago. But the flags are still doing the same thing. So I did go on it. It was just shit though.
Oh, you actually went on it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You didn't think?
Oh, I don't just bitch about things. I've tried it and go, that's shit. Like, that's shit.
You're backing up your bitch.
Yeah. It's just not fun for me. I don't get.
Is it like, you don't like the sensation of the drop?
It's just stupid. You're just like.
You know, I wish you could see this, guys.
Around, I don't get the. It's not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
You know what?
It was incredible. What just happened there was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I had my, I felt like I went on an emotional roller coaster watching this.
I was reliving the trauma of the Cú Chulainn.
It's very rickety because of the wooden coaster, but I think that's part of the fun. You're like, what if it just snapped off? Woohoo!
Yeah,
what if
just woodworm?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Also, the and the most thrilling part, in my opinion, of the whole experience is just finally
leaving.
Finding your county flag. I mean, there's Laois.
Oh, it's Kilkenny.
There's Westmeath and Longford. No, but it's yeah. Well, there you go. We'll see. If you're listening, whoever, Mr. Emerald, if you're listening, sponsor an episode of the podcast and we'll record it on the Cú Chulainn.
Oh my god, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be on the ground.
Great. Have you seen the thing recently? I've seen it as a trend. It's like people having a cake and they have like four different birthdays on it, and they say like, oh, celebrating all our birthdays at once because it's the only time we see each other. It's very sad.
Oh god.
Oh.
Squim.
Like, people in the comments that are very split, they're like, oh yeah, it's not great, you know, kick it all off the one day. Yeah. But here's my issue. Actually, this is my petty grievance.
Oh, we're straight into petty grievances. Oh.
Petty grievances!
This is my petty grievance.
Let's go.
Petty grievances.
Because, so let's say you're one of those people, you're a group of friends of four or five, and you all divide the cake out with everyone's birthday on it, you celebrate the one day. One person, possibly two, are going to have their birthday way closer on the designated day than some people.
Mm.
So someone, like, let's say, have October, November,
yeah,
you know, July, April, and then you decide to do it on a day in March. Sure, April is basically getting the birthday from themselves.
Yeah.
If your birthday's not till November, you're hardly going to really count that, are you? So those divvied out cake celebrations, one day events, it only works out for like one person.
Yeah.
That's my pet. This very specific thing that unless you're in the know about the specific trend, you won't be grieved by. But it's a very petty grievance of mine. And again, as someone who's a January birthday, if I were to do this with my friends, by God, I'll tell you, we won't be doing anywhere near January anyway. Sorry. Anyway.
Wow.
But how do you feel about like grown adult people? Like, it's my 40th. Everybody come to my party.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissistic, to be honest with you. Like,
yeah.
I think like you're an adult.
Yeah.
If I'm on,
yeah.
Like, and you're like, oh, I'm having a party for me because I'm 40. I don't like it.
I never have had a birthday party as an adult.
What?
Never did an 18th, never did a 21st, didn't do a 30th. Didn't do any of it. I've no interest.
No.
No interest. Okay. I, some people were trying to convince me to do a 30th. And I was like, well, there's no point in getting married this year. So just treat that as my birthday party. But again, I don't know if it's because of the January birthday thing, but also I just have zero interest. I remember when I turned 18, my dad turned 60 the day before.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, we could do like a 60, 18 hybrid, you know, thing. Like kind of as a fleeting, but I was like, my dad hates parties as well.
Yeah.
And I hate parties.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, that was just, it would be, it's funny in theory.
Yeah.
And also, talk about the mixing of crowds. You're going to have 60-year-olds and 18-year-olds. You know?
Pairing up, maybe.
It's not the most obvious pairing, not the most obvious duo. The only reason was because his birthday is the day before mine.
That's so funny, though, that neither of you like it, but like, we should do it.
Yeah, it would have been in theory, but no. I've not. Richard was really disappointed because his 30th was during one of the COVID lockdowns and he never ended up having a 30th. Mm. And he was really disappointed. And I was like, if we could swap, I would gladly have done it because I couldn't give a shit. I'm just not a birthday.
It was my 40th during lockdown as well. And I remember Mammy, God love her, coming up and leaving a birthday cake on my step.
Oh, God.
And ringing the doorbell and shouting, happy birthday. Remember my early COVID days? I was so sad. It was terrible. Do you know? I was like, thanks for the cake. You know?
Yeah.
And putting a photo.
We should have one here.
A cake for you. Or a lily.
And record it.
Yeah.
Record your 40th. Oh, God. Maybe not.
My sister's 40th then, a couple of years later. Oh, sure. There's cake and everything out in the house. And I was like, can I just remind everyone I didn't have mine?
Oh, God.
We did get a cake, didn't we? Yeah, but no one made a big deal out of me.
No. Well, they did get flowers for you on your birthday this year, albeit off your mother's gravesite. But
a bunch of people that have come up to them going, you didn't actually do that, did you? That have listened to the podcast. And, like, and they're like, yeah. Like real normal going, why, what's wrong with that? They're not well. They're not fucking well.
Yeah, well, sorry. I dove straight in.
Straight in.
Petty first into that. But yeah, I don't know. I think at a certain point, grow up.
Yeah, stop having birthday parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
It's just another day.
Yeah. Remember years ago, Alex went to a birthday party and there was a bouncy castle there, but it was torrential rain. But the kids were like, we don't care, there's a bouncy castle.
Forget about it.
Oh, they're just hopping.
Crack cocaine.
Puddles and choking on water and everything. But they're getting the value for money out of the fucking bouncy castle.
Yeah. I always wanted a bouncy castle as a child. And I said if I was ever, you know, I'd love to have one just for myself on my birthday, but the party I wasn't going to have. couldn't do it, obviously, because it's January. Couldn't do it.
The snow.
The curse of January. Yeah. Rose and bouncy.
I feel like this whole podcast this week has just been a pity party about me. And all the basically very slightly inconvenient things. I'm making them sound so dramatic because of my nasally voice and my low energy. Everything is terrible. Woe is me. Only got a small little prize in Salt Hill. Oh, woe is me. My bouncy castle dreams never came true. Oh, woe is me. I'm going on holiday and I'm going to have to deal with the heat. Oh, life is so tough. Like,
I gambled once and did very well.
Yeah. Oh, only got one steak dinner.
I want to tell you what we did.
Like, I sound like an arsehole. I'm so sorry this week. I promise next week I'll be healthy and back to my usual miserable self.
Do you want to be dreadful if I was to insert a sad trombone just now?
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
Now, Dipna, have you any?
Petty grievances again. Petty grievances. This morning, guys.
Oh!
Train story?
Train story.
A little bit, not really.
Oh.
Associated to the train story.
A little bit. I have a serious fucking issue with smart cars parking in spaces. But they give the illusion that space is empty.
Yeah.
You drive up, you're like, there's an empty spot.
Like,
it's a fucking little smart car engine. You're a fucking dickhead.
Mm.
You betrayed me, you led me on.
There should be a balloon.
They should have their own little cubes, parking spaces. Half a space each.
Yeah.
And they have their own designated parking spots instead of teasing.
Stack them up like Tetris.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, a little ramp over.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Tucked in out of the way.
Yeah.
Don't mind me now, I'm just over there.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, so that was my pet peeve. I did have another one, though. Oh, yeah, it happened again. That happened today. See, these always happen on the day. But I went into a vintage shop on my way up here. And I was like, ooh, this stuff in here looks fancy. It's lovely. They had all the designer bags and all this kind of stuff. No price tags and anything.
Oh, that's...
Fucking pissed me right off.
Fuck, I hate that.
I'm like, no, is there a snake?
Because you have to ask them.
You have to ask, and then they look at you up and down, and then they spit out the amount. You're lying.
And you have to do the feigned, oh, okay, and you have to pretend like you still might be interested.
I'm still kind of looking.
Okay, a grand and a half.
Yeah.
Let me just have to think. And you're trying to still. I've done that where I'll pretend to still try it on a little bit in the mirror.
Yeah.
Imagine what it would be like in my head going, I need to put this down.
Yeah.
Quickly, but not too quickly.
Yeah.
I don't want her to come back over to me a second time. Yeah. So you're trying to get the balance just right out of that place.
So you have to be like, this is 2 grand. It's beautiful, isn't it? This is so nice. Now, the only issue I would have...
Oh, do you know what?
Please. You hardly have it in cyan. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we do, actually.
Oh,
oh fuck.
Oh, that's got gold hardware. I was looking for silver hardware. Do you have the silver hardware?
It's just the shoes I have. It's,
yeah. We actually do have it in platinum. Oh!
Great.
Right.
Do you have it made from the tears of... children.
Yes, actually. You can hear them sobbing.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered. My second husband said he's going to get this for anniversary. It's okay. I'll tell him where to
go. My second husband.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bit inside is going to get me this. Yeah, I'll send him in.
Petty grievances!
Hello, it's our self-assessment. You're
very welcome.
This week has been... lots of high energy fun.
Snots and cough.
Sorry, I just feel like, you know what? I'm glad. Imagine if I cancelled and how sad everyone would have been. Not hear my nasally voice.
You would have heard me cheering from Mullingar.
Exactly. Woo! Yeah. I don't have to get the train up. Woo! Clink. Like a comical 90s phone smack. Just like, oh well. No, I'm glad I came in. We still had fun and chats and giggles.
Still under contract to come in.
And we also are contractually obligated, what did we learn this week?
What did we learn? Oh, I forgot.
Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, Mary Claire is an excellent gambler.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm.
Know when your luck is up and get yourself a nice dinner.
Cash out.
Okay. Yeah.
Do what the Gambling Aware websites say, and when the fun stops, you stop.
Yeah. Well, the fun was only getting going, but it was the fear of losing it that pushed me out that door in Vienna, let me tell you. We learned that Aid has most unusually sculpted calves.
Thank you.
Like a hairless
cat. Leave it
at
that. Yep.
We talk about tailless cats. We also have a hairless looking cat here with the legs on.
Two of them. Two white ones.
I can't wait.
We learned that both Richie Kavanagh and Metallica can coexist on two couches.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
The musical collaboration, at the very least, Cotton collaboration, which makes sense because it's my second anniversary. Oh. The Cotton collaboration.
We are so just fucking
God,
anniversary, is she?
I know. Yeah. Did I mention I married? Richard is his name. Call him Dick sometimes for fun. Cybonkers.
Dick Psycho Bonkers.
That was actually his username back in the day when he was playing on PlayStation. His name was Psycho Conkers for McConkey.
Yeah.
And then he shortened it to Psy Conkers and he's just never changed it. It's become its own thing. So there's more useless lore for everybody to enjoy.
Thanks so much, everyone, for coming with us on this wild roller coaster ride.
Oh, what a journey.
It was episode 16.
16. Yeah, sweet 16.
16. Thank you, everyone.
And as a reminder, if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review if you're enjoying it. Send it to your friends and all that good stuff because it helps get it out there. And follow us at Herself and Herself. And if you have any questions or any queries, any qualms, anything at all you want us to answer on the bonus episode every Thursday, DM us at Herself and Herself on Instagram. But until then, I've been Mary Claire Fitzpatrick.
I've been Dipping a Little.
Thank you as always to our producer, Ed.
Thank you.
Thank you, White Legs.
And thanks a million.
Love you, bye.